Okay, today's daf is Temurah, Daf Zayin. Temurah, Daf Zayin, we are on Vav and Mabez. We will be starting with the word Taima, which is the last word on the line, eight lines up from the bottom. But first, a point that I mentioned that I would start with today, and that is, we are in the sugya of Makdish, Makriv, Zorek, Shochet, a Baal Mum. If somebody is Makdish, or does another type of the Avot to a Baal Mum, then they violate one of the various Averis listed in Parshas Emor, which we discussed back on the previous daf. Why did this come up? This came up because we had been in the sugya through yesterday of Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. So that came up. If I'm Makdish Baal Mum, so is this going to be effective? Is it going to be Kaddish or not? So once we brought that up, we're getting into the sugya of Baal Mum. So is there Malkus if somebody is Makdish Baal Mum? So it's an Avera. Fine, it's an Aveira. Torah says it's an Aveira. But that's Lachora, Lafshe, Ein Bo Maisa. Right, I say the words. I'm being mocked as this animal. So does that get Malkus? If you look at the Rambam in Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Bey, says it clearly. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Zaseh, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Zaseh, Lios Kala Karbanas, Temimin Umuvcharin. To Mitzvah Zaseh, for all Karbanas to be whole and beautiful and chosen. Shneamar Tamim Yihiel Ratzon Zu Mitzvah Zaseh. Another one, the Rambam starts off by saying it's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa to be makriv a tam. Number halacha beis v'chol hamakdish behema sheyish b'mum legabe hamizbeach over belo zaseh. And if somebody's makdish b'mum lo zaseh v'loke al hekdesho. Rambam is clear. You get malchus shneamar kol asher bo mum lo zakrivu mipi hashmua lamdu shezu ashara lemakdish bale mumin afilu hekdesho ledmei nesachim. Loke, Shebizoyan Kachemu. That's today's Gemara, Beshem, which we'll see. But the Rambam says, beginning of Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, one is a mitzvah say to be Makdish Atam, and it is a daraisa to be Makdish Balmum, and if somebody does, one will get Malkus. Yes, you're looking back now. Was this one of the three exceptions to the rule? So this was not one of the three exceptions to the rule. The Gemara said earlier that there are three exceptions to the rule of being Makdish Balmum, being of Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, ain loka nalav, right? The Gemara said in the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Call lo sa'asei sheba Torah. Asa bo maisa loka, lo asa bo maisa pater. Chutz, minishba umei miru makalach avero b'shem. Or maybe switching the order of the Bikurim also in the Truma. That was the fourth possibility. But it's not on the list. So what's the Rambam I'm talking about? How does the Rambam say you get Malkus? It's not on that list on the Gimel and Tumura of one of the exceptions. So that is a discussion in the Achron. Before we even get to that, just once it's open, the Radvaz, right here on Halacha Aleph, wonders why the Rambam starts off with the Asay. If the Los Asay is what is explicit, why does it start off with the Asay? Mrs. Asay, Yula Ratzon, and then the Isser Daraisa. So the Radvaz says it's Dafka because it's a Chiddush. To say what the Torah says, okay, Mela. But Dafka, to say what's not Mefurish in the Torah, but what Chazal learned out. Like the Gemara says sometimes, ID de Darshe Chavivale. The Gemara says at the beginning of Yesh Nochalin, in terms of the order of the Mishnah there, in the 8th parak of Baba Vasra, sometimes the Chazal, or a Sefer, would put something Mechudash, something that is learned out from a Drasha, even before it was learned out explicitly from a Pasuk. So that's what the Radvaz here says, why the Rambam starts off with Mitzvah Aleph to be Machriv, Kol Karbanas Tamimim, and then the Isser of Hakdash Bamul Mizbeach. So where did the Rambam get this from? So before we see that, let's see who points out this issue, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch himself points out in Mitzvah Reish Pei Hei, in Parshas Emor, the Isser of being Machdash Bamul Legabi Amizbeach, says the Chinuch, shlo makdish bali mum lakrivam la mizbeach, v'afal pi shlo akrivam. Even if I don't end up being makrivit, behektish levad yesh isser lav. Just the hakdasha itself. I already violated the isser daraisa. And he says, v'no heges b'chol makom v'chol zman, b'zachar mu b'nekebus v'chol ha'over aleha, v'hektish bal mum v'afilu b'zman hazeh, over alav zeh. Even b'zman hazeh you can violate this isser. If I'm makdish bal mum la mizbeach. Umin hanira shalo yihye bazeh malchus lofi she'ein bo maisa. It appears, says the chinuch, that you shouldn't get malchus for this because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Aval ra'isi harambam zechrono levracha shekasa v'lakdash balmum loke. I saw the Rambam says you get malchus. V'ulai, maybe it's because Well, let's think about it. Which of the three might it fit into? That's the question, right? Which of the three? L'chora Temura, right? Temura and Makalas Chaver B'Shem and Nishba. So Temura. Temura is a kind of Hakdasha. So here too. And Temura is Chal even on a Baal Mum, which we'll learn later on in the Mishnah. So says the Chinuch, V'ula Ya'aseyu K'meimir, She'yish Bo Malkas V'ava B'Shem Bo Maisa, She'zeh V'zeh Hekdishu. That's a great line. Temura and Hekdish is, after all, they're both Hekdish. Relates to the Chakira we mentioned on Daf Beis. How do we look at Temura? So he says, after all, they're both Hekdish. And the Chinuch ends off with a beautiful Lashon, Ve'elov Nishma V'torah Nevakish Mipiyu Ki Malach Hashem Tzavakosu. Of course, the pasuk they have to learn Torah from a Malach Hashem Tzavakos. If the Talmud Chacham acts, he says, it would appear to me that you don't get Malchus. The Rambam says you get Malchus, so he's the Malach Hashem Tzavakos. He throws up his hands, and I guess that's what I have to agree to. But that's what the Sefer Chinuch says. But if you look in the Minchas Chinuch here, he discusses, is it really true that you will never have a case of Hakdasha with a Maisa? Because we know, this is something that's come up various times in the past, how does one define a lav sheyish bo maisa or an ein bo maisa? But the Chinuch mentions this a few times. The Chinuch says in the mitzvah of nekama, you don't get malchus for nekama because it's a lav sheyein bo maisa. And even though it's possible to do it through a maisa, Rachman al-Islan, Reuven could burn down Shimon's house and do it through a maisa for nekama. Because it's possible to do without a maisa, it's defined as a lav sheyein bo maisa. That's the Chinuch. Sometimes. Doesn't always say that, but that's what he says sometimes. On the other hand, you have the Magen Mishnah in Hilchis Chirus, where the Magen Mishnah suggests for the Rambam just the opposite. If you have an Avera that you could do through a Maisa, even if you didn't do it through a Maisa, it's called the Lav Sheyishba Maisa, and you would get Malchus. Where's that? The Rambam says the Isser of Chasima, the Isser of muzzling one's animal, Lo Sachsom Shor Bedisho. If I muzzle my animal with my words, my animal is about to eat something, I'm going to go, right? And I stop my animal like that. So I didn't do a Maisa, but I get Malchus, the Rambam says. Chasma Bekol is Malchus. Why? You didn't do a Maisa. Because you could do a Maisa. So the two opposite shitas. If you can be done without a Maisa, you never get Malchus. If you can be done with a Maisa, you do get Malchus. And then there are other Rishonim, the Ravid, in Bar Mitzia says, well, it depends. If you did a Maisa, you're going to get Malchus. If you don't do a Maisa, you're not going to get Malchus. Who else might say that? The Rambam. The Rambam, though the Magen Mishnah explained the Rambam, there's another Rambam. The answer is to be Mechalik between all these cases. But the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, do you get Malchus for the Isra of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzah, for having Chametz in my house? So the Rambam says it depends. If I just had Chametz in my house, I didn't do anything, I'm not going to get Malchus for that. I'm just going to violate. If I went out and I bought Chametz on Pesach, then I'm going to get Malchus for that. So, again, there are different shitas. So what about here, says the Minchas Chinuch. I can come up with a case that it's Hekdash Yesh B'Maisa. Where do you have Hekdash Yesh B'Maisa? It's going to come up in our Gemara in a minute. Hagrala. When you're Magril on the Seir La'Azazel. When you're Magril, you have two animals. How do you make one of them Lashem if I do a Maisa Hagrala? And I pick out from the Kalfi. And I pick it out and I say, oh, this is the one. So that's Makdish, the animal that's Lashem. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Sounds like you never get Malchus, but you could come up with a case of a Maisa. If you're on Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim, Shehigur Aleihem, Ve'echad Hu Balmum, V'Sham Lo Mishkachas, Sheyei Kadosh B'Peh, Rak Al Yidei Hagrala. And therefore, maybe you should say that you would get Malchus, because there are echoes in the Chinuch that you would get Malchus, not only like that Nekama one, where he says it. But there are other cases where you would get Malchus where you have this issue. So the Minchas Chinuch says, look what I wrote in all of those cases, that it's not so clear what the Chinuch Shita is in terms of this Isser. Okay, but either way, that's an important sugya, whether one gets Malchus for it being Makdish a Baal Mum. Just by the way, the Minchas Chinuch in the continuation there, remember, we mentioned this a couple days ago, a very important Yisod, Venirali Pashut. It's so Pashut that he has to say Venirali Pashut, that if you're Makdish a Baal Mum, and then you go to a Chacham and you're Shoel on the Hakdasha, that does not get out of the Avera. Unlike, we said, if somebody, let's say, does an improper Hafrasha, if somebody's Mafresh the Chuma before the Bikurim, as we saw a couple of days ago, the Minchas Chinuch says maybe he has a Chiyuv to go to a Chacham and be Shoel on his Afrasha, so he doesn't violate the Avera. The Minchas Chinuch assumes here, by Hakdashas, Baal Mum, there's no way to get out of it, because the Isser was Bedibur, and you can't, there's no way. Even if you're Shoel, he assumes you would still violate. Mikol Makom Alav Avar, Kilo Matzinu B'Shem Makom, in B'Shas HaDibur, he Avera, the Tani Sheila. I don't find it anywhere. Kemosh was right. Let's say right the same thing by shchut echutz. I shochet a carbon bachus, and then I go to a chacham and I'm shoal on the hektish. That doesn't work. Can't get out of it. So Achanami, here too, I think that you could be machalik between this avera and other averas. Okay, that's simon reish peh, mitzvah reish peh in the menchas chinuch related to our discussion. Could I do tamura with a maaser? Well, the Gemara says tamura is an exception.
But the
Gemara does not give that reason for tamura. The Gemara says tamura because it's diborish to this other be maaser. So I don't think you don't need it. You don't need to find the case of tamura sheish ba maaser because the Gemara says even without the maaser, it affects. You might say that's the svara for hektish because it also has an effect in the animal. But okay. So says the Gemara taima. Taima. So we just said, what did we just say right before this? We said that is Seir HaMishtaleach and Paras Chadas, are they included or excluded? So we were mechalik between Shchut Echutz and Hakrovas Balmum. Hakrovas Balmum, they are included, and Seir Shchut Echutz, they are excluded. So we explain based on Psukim. So 1 second. Taima, the cause of Krol Hashem, Hudu Lomaisi Seir HaMishtaleach. The only reason that it says Lashem, that excludes Halo Rabbi Krol Hashem. If it wouldn't be included, Hava Amina, Seir Mishalech, Balmum, Shaper Dami. You need a pasuk to exclude Balmum by Seir Mishalech. But if you're Makdish to Seir Mishalech, that's a Balmum, you need a pasuk to exclude that. Without the pasuk, you would have included it. Ask the Gemara. What's the Hechi Timsi? When would it ever come up? Michdi, let's see. Ein Agoro Kovua Elabadavar Haraui. We know the Mishnah says in Yuma, Shnei Sirim, they're exactly the same, and they're the same height, and they were bought for the same money, they're bought at the same time, they're all exactly equal. So, you can't have a Balmum. Anyway, why? Because one of the Sirim were going to be picked for Lashem. So, Mamela, you can't have one that's a Balmum, because if that's going to be that one that's picked, that's not going to be good. So you can't have one of the pair that's Lashem anyway. So what do you need a pasuk for to say that, you can't be Makdash about Mum for Seir Lazazel? You need a pasuk for that? No. It's just Metzias wise. You're never gonna be able to be Makdash one. You'll need a Dover Haraui. So the Gemara says three possibilities. Three suggestions. Where is a case where I could come up with that is gonna be a Balmum for Seir Lazazel? What's the Hechi Timsi? Three answers. Number one, Amar of Yosef, Hamani Chanana Mitzrihu. Maybe it is Chanana Mitzri Shita. Who says, Da Amar, Chanana Mitzri says, Afilu Dam Bekos Mevi Chaveira Umezavigle. Literally, even if the Dam of the Seir Lashem is in the cup already, you could bring one other one and pair it up. Well, there is a Machlokes in Maseches Yoma. If something happens to one of the animals before you finish the avoda of the other one, are you allowed to just bring one other animal and pair it up to the one that's still here? Or do you have to bring a whole new pair and do another hagrala, and let's say the one Lashem is still here and the Azazel one died, you have to do another pair and bring the one that's Azazel and pair it up with the one that's here. Do I say that dichui took place? Right? Meaning once the first one, let's say you have two animals, you have Lashem left. Once the Lashem lost its pair, then the Lashem one is nidcha now. It's rejected because it lost its pair. Do I say that or not? So Chanana Mitzri says, no, you don't say that. Chanana Mitzri says, no, no problem, just bring one other. Bring one other, you have the Lashem one left, the Seir Lazazel one dropped dead, so bring another Lazazel, no problem. So there's a case where you can bring a Seir Lazazel where you're not doing a Hagrala on it. So maybe that's the case where you could violate the Isser of being Makdash Abal Mum for a Seir Lazazel. Maybe that's the case. So the Gemara says, well, no, 1 second. Ne'i desham islay l'chanana mitzri. Delo havi dichui. Fine, chanana mitzri holds. That is, there's no dichui. Meaning, the animal that's left can still be used, and you only need to bring one other animal to pair it up with. Delo tzarech hagrala misham islay. But who says it doesn't require you to do a hagrala for it to get the new pair, the new second one? Delo maisi umagril. Maybe he would say, you have one animal that's standing there, Lashem, so maybe he requires you to do another agrola on two Seirim, and the Lazazel one that's picked is going to be brought. Who says you don't do a agrola? We don't have any explicit suggestion that says that. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, we reject that, and we have another pshat. El Amr Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef brought the first suggestion too. So Rav Yosef says, we have a beferish tana. Hamani Rav Shimoni. The tanya meis echar mehen, maybe chaver below hagrala, divir Rav Shimon. So we have a beferish, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, there's a case to be, that you can bring it even without a hagrala. Number two. Number three. Rava Amar, a third shot. Lo nitzricha, this is a case. Kigon shahumam bo bayom. V'chilolo al chaveiro. What happens if one of the animals got a mum right after the hagrala, and you bring another animal to be poda it with, and that animal is also a bal mum? That's what Rashi says on the bottom. Kugot shehumam la'achar hagrala, right? But one of the animals got a mum. V'chilolo al chaveiro. So you're mechalo the kedusha of that animal that got a bal mum on another bal mum. The kamash malon, the haisha chilulo lucky, and I might have thought you get malchus for that, because that's makdisha balmum. And what did that lucky not get chilulo, the chilulo balmum, like a malchus to lo taktishu ala sheni. Okay, so that's the case, where you have an animal that got a balmum, and you're mechala, the knusha, onto another animal, which also has a mum, the chilulo chavero. So sakadai the chamina, I might have thought, bishlama meikara, lo yadana ihai mikva l'shem. Fine, the original hagrala, it's not going to work, because you don't know which one is going to be nikva l'shem, and therefore, you would have known even without the pasuk that you can't use a balmum, because you have to have both of them potentially being the one that's l'shem. Aval hacha, kivan de'inkar shem, lo lucky. Since the one that's hukva, lo lucky, kamash malon. Kamash malon, that's why you needed the pasuk. Okay, so that's what we came up with, three possibilities, how it is that a Sir Lazazel, you know, might be in the world of a Balmum, even separate from the Hagrala. Remember a couple of years ago, we had a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha related to the practical messages for us of Sir Lazazel. Just to mention one of them again, and that is Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch notes in his Sefer Chorev that, if you think about the Sir Lazazel, it teaches us about misconceptions. Or any misconceptions. You have two animals, they're exactly the same, the exact same age, and they look the same, and they feel the same, and they bought the same day, and they're the same. And what happens? You have two animals, and one of them has son, one of them has lazazel. And one of them is brought Lashem, is brought into the Beis HaMikdash. And its friend is looking at it, and he's like, oh, I know what they do in that Mikdash. I know what they're going to do to my friend. And they take his friend, and they kill it, and they sprinkle his blood. And he's thinking, oi, look what happened to my friend. And what happens to him? All of a sudden, they say, yeah, let's go out. He's like, really? They're letting me go free. They take him out of the Mikdash, and they take him up to the beautiful mountains in Midbar Yehuda, and they take him up to this top, very high cliff. He's like, what a gorgeous view. Amazing. This is what I've dreamed of. I feel so bad for my friend. He didn't get to have this. And then he gets a little push, and he gets thrown over the cliff. And on his way down, maybe he's thinking to himself, my friend sanctified Shem Shamayim. My friend fulfilled his potential. My friend did what he was supposed to do, and look at me. I'm just thrown down a cliff and broken into pieces and nothing. You know, sometimes we look around life, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Olam Hafachu, El Yonim Lamata V'Tachtonim Lamala. That's what we're going to see. But that's Sir Lazazel on Yom Kippur teaches us sometimes about misconceptions and about we have to realize that not everything that we see in this world is exactly what it really is.
Well, what's other than the fact that Rava gives a case where the Sir Lazazel was injured rather than
right.
Died, what's the difference between what Rava was saying in the case before Rabbi Yosef and the name of Shimon?
What's the difference in the case? No real difference. I mean, the second case, Rav Yosef is saying that it's one of them died, and the other one is just brought in its stead. Here, it's not just brought in its stead. You're trying to be Mechal of the Kedusha, because one of them it's still here, just has a mum. So it's a similar idea, as answer number two and answer number three. Next, Amar Mar Vaita, Mishu Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Af Kabbalah Saddam. Remember we had the Brisa before? What do I violate by a Baal Mum? I violate when I'm Makdashit, when I'm Shochedit. These are all separate Averis. In Parshas Emor, if I'm shochedit, if I'm zorik the dam, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, even the one who's mekabel the dam of a baal mum, that's a separate issur daraisa. My time at Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by Balmum, Uma'uch, V'kasus, V'nasuk, V'charus, V'chulu, all of those different types of mumin that we discussed back in Maseches Chum, what those are, the Shita finishes up the Pasuk for us, Lo Sakrivu. So what is that referring to? Zu Kabbalas Adam, Shalom, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's the pasuk that includes Lo Sakrivu is an extra lashon. Ulatana Kama Hai Lo Sakrivu Lamali. What does he use that phrase for? Miboy Lei Lizrikas Damim. He uses that for Zrikas Adam. The Gemara says Zrikas Adam. We had a different pasuk before. Va'nafke Lei Me Al HaMizbeach. We learned that from Al HaMizbeach. So you don't need this one. So Gemara says no. Urchei Dekrad Demishtoi Hachi. If you read the pasuk, Al HaMizbeach is not extra. It says lighting a fire al mizbeach. So you don't have to say that's an extra phrase. The pasuk is saying the fire on the mizbeach. So he doesn't have to darshan anything from that previous al mizbeach. So therefore he uses lo sakrivu to teach you this. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Orchid de Krahahu. Okay, go back to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So how does he then use me al mizbeach for zrika? Because he uses this pasuk for Kabbalah. So Mar says Nami. Okay, you're right. Ella Kabbalah Sadam Minale. So how does he know Kabbalah Sadam? What's the, interestingly, just conceptually, why would you need, once you know Zrika, and once you know Shrita, and once you know all the others, what do you need a special pasuk for Kabbalah Sadam? So this might relate to the larger issue we discussed back at the beginning of Maseches Zvachim. How do we look at the Dalet Avodos? Shrita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. Are they one process with four different details of the process, or are they four separate ideas? We had on Daf Dawud, I think, at the beginning of Zvachim, we needed a separate pasuk to teach me that if you do any of the avodos with an improper thought, it passels. What do you need a separate makar for? Just give me one, shchita. No, you need a separate makar. And each one of these avodos might have a weakness. Holacha for sure has a weakness. The Gemara says, holacha lav avodahi. Because holacha, maybe you could get out of holacha. You can shech the animal right next to the mizbeach, so you don't even have to do halacha. But Kabbalah also might have a weakness in that, number one, Kabbalah is not mefurish in the Torah. They have to do Kabbalah. Shechit is mefurish and zrika is mefurish. Kabbalah for some reason is not mefurish. You learn it from the word ve'ikrivu. So Kabbalah is adam. Number two, Kabbalah is passive. Right? You just hold the cup and you just catch it. So again, Kabbalah has a certain weakness that the other avodas don't have. Like Shechita and Zrika, which we would call the main avodos. So here, two issues. Number one, the fact that Kabbalah might not be, you might not have a din of Kabbalah. Machlokas Tanam about Kabbalah. But even according to the Tana that includes it, you needed a separate pasuk to include it. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ela Kabbalah Sadam Minalei. Nafkalei mei ha. Umiyad benecha lo sakrivu zu Kabbalah Sadam shamar bios Rabbi Yehuda. You learn it from that. From any benecha lo sakrivu. What does he use that for? He uses it for the following, which is explicit in that pasuk. Since non-Jews, when they bring their karbanos on their altars, they're only commanded about mechusar evarim, missing limbs. Loshna b'mizbeach d'tu, v'loshna b'mizbeach d'don. So we might think when a non-Jew gives a carbon on our mizbeach, we also can be makrevid, even if it's mechusar eiver. Kamash malon. I'm sorry. Even if it's not mechusar eiver, but it has a mum that we hold as a mum. Kamash malon not. When they bring it to our mizbeach, then we have to go by our rules. What's the raya? Bar Kamsa, right? The story of Bar Kamsa, right? With the case where they make a mum, he made a mum in a dafka because he knew the Doka Sheba Ayin or the other examples because it was a mum for us and not for them, and we weren't allowed to be makrevit. I mean, that case might have been Bikuach Nefesh, but that is the makar. Stop there for a moment. It's amazing that if you look in the Chinuch, it's the Rambam also, but if you look in the Chinuch in Reish Tzadik Beis, it is a separate Isser Doraisa, one of the 365 to be makriv a balmum that a non-Jew gave. The separate of the 613. Shalom lahakriv bali mumin miyad agoyim, shenemar ar pasik, umiyad ben nechar lo sakrivu eslechem alokechem ikalela, shalom nomar achashu goy, nakriv bodu balmum, vehutzur chazar azu, lefisha kvar his hitirasu, hitiratenu atorah, lakabo miyadam karbatas tamimim. We know that you can take animals from them. So it's a separate Isser Doraisa. Separate Isser Daraisa to be makriv and the Isser of Balmum. Interesting, though, the Minchas Chinuch here asks, it's a Minchas Chinuch day here, Minchas Chinuch here asks, who's mitzuvah in this Avera? the Isra being makruv a balmum that a goy gave, says the Chinuch, v'no heges b'kohanim, u'bizman she'Yisrael shruin al admasam, ki asu zman akrova, v'kohen she'avar al zeviker balmum, ava bishu mi b'nechar loka, kohanim. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, why not a Yisrael? Don't we say that hakrova's balmum is hakrova, shchita, zrika, v'chulu, and a Yisrael is allowed to do the shchita, shchita k'sher bizar? So why does the Chinuch only say that a Kohen can violate this Isser? Even a Yisrael should be able to violate this Isser, because Yisrael could do the Shechita. The Minchas Chinuch says, what's the issue? When we say you're not allowed to be makriv about mum, shalagoy, is that saying that all the halachas of balmum of a Jew apply to this animal also? The Isser of the Shechita of a balmum, the Isser of a Zrika of a balmum, the Isser, all those apply? Or maybe the Chinuch is telling me that once we include the guy in this world, it doesn't mean he's included exactly the same as a Jew. Just the hakrava, right? Just the burning. But maybe the other halachas aren't. Do you say this? The issue is what's known in Lamdas as a hadre li isura kama. Do we say that once something is included, do we say that therefore it's included and it's the same as the entire rest of the category? Or do I say, no, it's included for its own issue. But it doesn't mean that it's exactly included in the same category. Like in Maseches Beitzah talks about this. Once we say there are cases where there's an Isser of Shechita, on Yontif, do we say that it's the same Isurim? So there are other cases where we have a Hajil Isur Kama. That's the Minchas Chinuch Safek here. That the Chinuch sounds like the fact that only Kohanim could violate this, not Yisraelim. If a Yisrael Shechs a Balmum animal that a goy was makdish, does he get malchus? Maybe not.
Does a Kohen get malchus
for that? Kohen get malchus. Unclear. He just quotes Hakrava here. So you might say not even a Kohen. Because Shechit is excluded. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Lishna Achrina. By the way, just point out the Tosas on top. Tosas points out the Ha'ara that we know this from this pasuk, that's an isser to be makriv a balmum of a guy that he gave. So what do we need? So we have a pasuk elsewhere that tells us that a non-Jew is allowed to give a karban. Right, with several pasuk that includes it. Right, based on the pasuk also in that we say in slichus, ki beis tefila, beis tefila yikari l'chol ha'amim, that's in terms of tefila. But we have ish ish l'rabos b'nei noach, gemar and chulin. What do you need that pasuk for? Once you have a pasuk that excludes that they can't give you a balmum, that's lashba, that if it's not a balmum, they can give it to you. So what do you need the pasuk of ish ish to include? Okay, Tosas deals with it on top. Lishna Achrina, let's continue a different version of these sources. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af al Kabbalah Sadam. Also, Kabbalah Sadam is included in the Isser. My taima dechsev umauch vechasus vecholot lo sakrivu zu Kabbalah Sadam. Vezrika nafka le me'al mizbeach. Zrika is learned out from there. Ulu Rabbanan ami tepikalu zrika min alam izbeach. Why did the Rabbanan also learn it from there? Hachanami, yes. Ela lo sakrivu demauch lomai asa. So what do they use this pasuk for? Mafkinan lobamas yachid. They use it to exclude. You can't even bring a balmum on a bamas yachid. We'll get back to that. A bama during the time that it was a yachid. Let's finish first. Ulu Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, Haimi Boyle, Labamas Yachid. So doesn't he use it also to exclude Labamas Yachid? In Achinami. El Lo Sakriva to Kabbalah Minale. So where does he learn that from? Miyad Ben Necha, Lo Sakriva to Kabbalah Sadam, as we said earlier. Verabana, what do they use that for? Itzrich, Sagre, Chamino, Hoel, Upene Noch, Ein Mitsuvin, Ella, Al Machusar Ever, Bibama Dilhon, Dilma Anan, Nami Nakbil Minhon. Maybe we should be able to accept it from them. Kamash Malan, Mikol Ela Deloma Kablinon. We don't accept it. Period. End of that section. If you remember, just the differences between a bummus, Bama Gadola and a Bama Katana. What's the difference? So the rule is that a Bama Gadola is only when the Aron is Bimkoma. When the Aron is Bimkoma, that's a Bama Gadola. Besides that, it's a Bama Katana. And then there are the bummas that everybody does in their own backyard. But let's go through the history again. B'nai Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael. For 14 years, they're in Gilgal before they go to Shiloh. 14 years later. So in Gilgal, that was a Bama Katana. That was a Bama Katana because the Aron wasn't in its spots. The Aron went out to battles with them to be cholek the land, and therefore did not have the status of Bama Gadola yet. Comes to Shiloh, 369 years. Now that's called a Bama Gadola because the Aron is in its spot, and that osers all other Bamas, v'chulu. The halakha is a Bama Gadola. After Shiloh, so then the Aron is captured by the Plishtim, and now the Ol Moed, you can't even call it a Mishkan anymore, the Ol Moed goes to Nov. Novi are calling him, right? And that is that has the status of Bama Kitana. Bama Kitana. After that, when Shaul massacred the entire city, then it went to Gibeon for a little bit. Went to Gibeon. And even after they got the Aron back, it didn't go back yet, right? It stayed in Kiryat Yarim for those years until they realized it was the proper time. And until finally, it was Bava Ketana until David HaMelech. Until David HaMelech wrote it back, and Shlomo HaMelech obviously put it into the Beis HaMikdash. But those were the time periods of Bama Ketana. Right? If you want to look at the nice summary of it in Tzachpita Tzamudis, under Bama, it has a big discussion of Bava Gadol, Bava Ketana, and Kedarka Bakodesh, 10 pages related. Bama Ketana hi zusha kalechad vechad bonalo bama brosh gago apesa beso v'chamakam sheyir tzeu makar v'la karbonis bezman heter bamas. Right, that's the, by a Bama Ketana, everybody else could put it in its spot. That's Bama Gadol, I'm sorry, really it's called, Bama Gadol is also called the Bama Sibur, and it was, nipsa b'shloshim akamas haisa kavua Bama Gadola. B'gilga, I'm sorry, did I misspeak? But right, I'm saying right. I think I said it correctly, but I just misformulated it. Bama Ketana is anything you do in your house. Bama Gedola are all of these. The question is there an Isser, right? Isser Bamos at the time of Bama Gedola, right? That's what it is. Is there an Isser Bamos during the times of Shiloh when the Aron is Bimkoma? That is an Isser Bamos at that time. But at the time when there isn't, like in Nov and Gibeon, there was a Heter Bamos. There was a Heter Bamos at that time. Bama Gedola Nikra is Bama Sibur. Nimsa b'shloshim mekomos ha'isa kavua bama gedola b'gilgal b'nova b'givon b'gilgal b'shuk v'shem ha'amoed kol arba esrei shana v'chulin k'dim b'shachar v'shilo b'al nova kavu shem so ha'amoed. It's continued there. Okay, fine. I'm sorry about that. We continue now. Says the Gemara, Maskev la Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish now asks a question. Rashi says this is going all the way back on what we said before, that there are five Yisurei Daraisas that one violates, that one could violate in the world of Balmum. Five Yisurei Daraisas. So the Gemara, Reish Lakish says, Shem lo shaninu elo betam shenasa balmum. Maybe all of these issues of being makdish or shochet and balmum, all those averos only apply where there was an animal that used to be a tam and it became a balmum. Hu de over. De I balmum meikara, because if it's a balmum from birth, dikla balmu. Just like a tree. Meaning, maybe Reish Lakish says, it's got to be in the Parsha, meaning it had to have been ra'ui and then ruined. That's where we say, this is a violation. But if it was a Balmum Meikaro, so maybe it's totally Mufka, and therefore you wouldn't violate. Amalei Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, no, what do you mean? Saruah v'kalut ksiv, the Parsha. Right, what do you mean? It says Saruah v'kalut in the Parsha, v'ani balimum meikar ninu. Those are, you're born with. Kalut means it does not have split hooves, and it's supposed to have split hooves. Sarut, it has one limb bigger than the other one. So those are your animals born with. And those are the examples given. So Amalei says, Reish Lakish back, no, Shemelo Shenina El Batamura. Maybe those are only to tell me that a Tamura is Chal on those kinds of animals, but not an original Hakdashas Balmum is Chal. It's not, as the Mishnah says later on, we'll have it. Chomer Bitamura Mimbazeva. There's a Chomer of Tamura. More than original Hakdasha, shekin kedusha chala aleha al balmum kavua. Kedusha can be chal totally on a balmum kavua, but if there's a balmum kavua, you try to be makdish. Right, we had that mission back in Bechoros or Arachat. I forgot culture. Right, where the mum is kadam lahakdeshan or vice versa. So says Reish Lakish, maybe that pasuk in the Torah is only referring to Tamura. But by a real Hakdashas Balmum, the original, maybe it would only apply to an animal that was a Tam Venasa Balmum. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says, my Talmud, my brother-in-law, Lo Shami Lecha Had Amar of Yanai Bechabura. Didn't you hear what Rav Yanai said? Nimnu Vagamru. They explained, they counted up, and they voted. Hamakdash Balmum Lagami Mizbeach Over Mishum Chamisha Shemos. Right, we said before, the Brisa, you get five, if somebody's makdash a balmum, you could get five averus, possibly. We said earlier, V'betimura nami, shisha havyin, de'ika nami lav de'timura. But if it's timura, there should be a sixth one. This Rav Timura. So therefore, it can't be talking about what you're talking about. So Rav Kalu must be talking about Hakdasha. Rish Lakish continues. Elamai babamu meikaro. What, you think it's a babamu meikaro? That makes it better? So am I lucky? Dikla babamu. So tell me the svara then. Fine, that's what you're saying it is, but tell me the svara. Why don't you say it's just like a piece of a tree that you're makdish? So Rav Yochanan says, no. Amar le, dikla lav zila milsa. Min eitzimhu. By a piece of wood, it's not a zilzal. You're not going to violate for a piece of wood because that never had potential. But balmum meikara zila milsa. But by a balmum, even meikara, it's a disgrace. Kibun deshavik tamim va'akdash balmum, va'akdash balimum in mechayev. Because it's in the category of an animal that you can be makdash for a beautiful carbon. And because you're not, that makes it worse. Right? Once it's an animal, it's in the category. And therefore, it's worse. It's more zilzal than a piece of wood. Remember we had back in Zvachim, the sugya and Daf Gimel, mina machriv, shelo mina lo machriv. The more it's in the parsha, the worse, the more it can be destructive. So that's it here too. The more it's closer, it's better than a piece of wood. It's an animal. And because it's an animal, it is more, it's more of a zilzal, right? The more, if you have potential, so then it's a zilzal. I saw in the Moritz Hadav, he quotes a tshuva of the Marsham. The Marsham has a case where there was a man who was going to send his wife a get. He wanted to divorce his wife. He was in Poland and the wife was in New York. And he wanted to divorce his wife. He made a shliach to deliver the get. But the wife, Rachman al-Islan, got some type of contagious illness and she was in isolation. And she wanted to get her get, so she appointed a shliach also. But there are sources that say, the Shulchan Aruch talks about this, that once the husband appoints a shliach, then the wife is not allowed to appoint a shliach. Because maybe the wife, with that act, the wife is being embarrassing and disgracing the husband because, you know, it's a zilzul, you know, you don't want to even meet my shliach. You know, so she appoints her own shliach, so maybe the whole thing should be null and void. So the Marsham says, no, zilzul is based on options. Like our Gemara says. And therefore, there are no options for her in this case, and therefore it wouldn't be called Zilzal. So he takes our Gemara to a case of get. That's the Marsham in Chela Gimel Simin Kuf Yud Aleph. That's quoted here. But that's Zilzal. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav, second to last line. I'm sorry, Lishna Achrina, fourth to last line. Amar Le, Afilo Achi Bazia Milsa. Same kind of thing. Even here, it's disgrace. The dekel leka b'mino lo lucky. A dekel, you don't have its type that can be used, so you don't get malchus. Lafuki balmum tikim tikim b'mino lucky. Okay, same thing, just a different formulation. Amar Rava hasha damar rabbanan. The amar time of the balmum the lucky mishum the bazi milsayu. So now that we've said that the reason that there's an isser of hakdashas balmum and you get malchus for it is because of bizayon, we're explaining a din daraisa here. When I thought the rabbanan of bizayon, it's a din daraisa. So the fact that we just said that the Isser of Hakdash Balmum is based on Bizayon, so Afilu Lamakdish, or Afilu Makdish Leila Demenis Sachim Nami Laki, says Rabba, even if you're Makdish for Demenis Sachim, for the value of Nesachim, what does that mean? Rashi on the bottom, Dahashta Leka Bizayon Kolkach, She'ein Bamino Roil Nesachim. Right, you might say that it's not such a bizayon to be makdash a balmum to be used for the wine libations on the mizbeach. It's not so bad. But Rava says, I think you would get malchus here because it is a bizayon. So it's a bizayon because you're using a balmum animal. It's in the parsha of hukrav al gabe hamizbeach, nisachim report on the mizbeach. So Rava says, here too would be a bizayon. Tanya kavasi the Rava. So the following brisa supports Rava. Right, it's somewhat of a strange usage of Tanya Kavase because we're about to quote a machlokas in the brisa. But either way, the Gemara uses that formulation. Nedava taseoso. You should use a balmum for nedava. Ze kachi bedekabayis. That's what it should be used for, kachi bedekabayis. That's what we said before. That's the assay. The assay is you should use balimum for bedekabayis. Vein liela nedava. This only teaches me, I know, that you should use it for nedava. Meaning, Rashi says, Harezula, Bedek Abayis, the formulation of Nedava for Bedek Abayis. Neder Minayin, how do I know, even if I'm making a Neder, meaning Hare Olai, something for Bedek Abayis, it could be used, Tamalomar Ula Neder. That also, it's a mitzvah to be Mafrish, a Balmom for a Neder to Bedek Abayis. Yochol Afilu Kachim is Beach. You might think even Lokachim is Beach, it is okay, Tamalomar Ula Neder, Lo Ye Ratzeh. Zeh Kachim is Beach. It should not be used for Kache Mizbeach. Ainly Ella Neder Nedava Minayin. How do I know it shouldn't even be used for Nedava Kachim Mizbeach? Tamalomar Nedava. Okay, those are the psukim that are used basically to teach people Balmon should be used for Kachim Bedek Abayis and not for Kachim Mizbeach. Rabbi Omer Lo Ye Ratzeh Bahartzoas Gufo Kachim Medaber. Lo Ye Ratzeh, the pasuk we just quoted, is referring to Hartzoas Gufo, somewhere where the animal itself is brought in the Mizbeach. Sounds pretty similar to the Tanakama. Hainu Tanakama. My La Balkamiflagi. So what's the machlokas about? The Tanakama Savar must be maybe about Rav's din. Tanakama Savar Afilu Akta Shela Domain Sachem Nami Loki. The Tanakama says any neder and adav is excluded. It is included. So therefore, even Nesachim. Revi Savar, no, Bartas Gufo. Gufo means lucky, meaning Gufo means an animal. The Guf. So maybe that's the machlokas tanoim, Rava's issue. Period. Ve'ela oso lamali. We dash in the whole word, the whole pasuk just now about olaneda nadava, but there's another word oso in that pasuk. So what would you use that pasuk for? Ela oso lamali. Likid etanya nadava taase oso. Oso taase nadava ve'iata ose tamim nadava lebedek abayis. We quoted this yesterday that the same pasuk that teaches me that you're not allowed to be makdash ba'mum le Mizbeach teaches me you're not allowed to be makdash tamim lebedek abayis. Mikan omra makdash tamim lebedek abayis over by. You violate an asay. Ta'ase oto. Nedava ta'ase oto. Right? You're going to violate in, an isser asay. Or minayin af below sa'asay. How do I know that there's even a lo sa'asay if I am makdish a tamim to the mizbeach? To the Bedek Abayis? Shene Amar by Dabra Hashem Moshe Lemor. Liman al Parsha Shehe Balav. Div Rebbe Yehuda. That's the pasuk. Dabra Hashem Moshe Lemor. Teaches me there's a lo sa'asay. Amar le Rebbe. Labar Kapara. My mashma. How do you get that from my Dabra Shema Moshe Lemar? So, Amale, Dichsiv Lemar, Lo Nomar, Bidvarim. Lemar can mean Lo Omar. Lo Omar. So there's a Lo. Lo Omar. Bring a Lo into what I'm about to say. Or Beira, Beirebi, Amri, Lemar, Lav. Either way you darshan it. Ask the Shita Bukubetzes what's bothering all of us, but every time it says by Dabra Shema Moshe Lemar in the Torah, we should darshan a Lo Sase for what follows. So, the Shita, it's in the Hashmatas, right here. What do you dash this? He says, maybe yes, if the following is telling you in something that you're not allowed to do in Isser Aseh. In Isser Aseh, that's preceded by a Vadar Shema Moshe Lemor, yes, that's what you could say. That's what we're saying. That's what the Shita says right here. In Chai Ve'aseh, HaKasa Ben Lemor, Levi B'Lav, Yishlod HaChikamar, Lo Amar Klomar. Im Yish Lav Ba'osa Parsha, Amor Lohem Dekoi Akoma Dekseve Parsha. The Ein Bohem Lav, Lemor, Lo Havi Lav. So if there's a Lav, I'm sorry, well, you have to add a point. If there's an Isser Aseh, and there's another Lav in there, there's a Lav about the Makdash Balmum, and there's an Aseh about the Tzmimim, so the Lemor you can add on to the Isser Aseh and say it also has the Lav related to it. He quotes that from Rabbi Eliezer. And then he quotes the Ravid, a similar idea. Either way, you have to limit it somehow. Not every time he says, Vaidam Hashem Moshe Lemar, are we going to say Lemar. Okay. Itmar. Viter. Hamale, Ivari Ba'ali, still talking about Ba'ali Mumin. Hamale, Ivari Ba'ali Mumin, Lagabi Hamizbeach. If somebody cuts up a Balmum, like he does, like a carbon ola, and he's makriv, he brings up the Ba'ali Mumin, Lagabi Hamizbeach. Omar Rava, Omar Mish over Mishum Baltakti Rukulo, or Mishum Baltakti Mixaso. Two Averis. Right, the Isser of burning part of a Balmum and all the Balmum. Omar Abaya Omar, ain't Lokan Alav Shabaklawis. No, you're not Lokan on Alav Shabaklawis, meaning this Isser, same Pasuk teaches you both Averis, and you're not Lokan on a Lav Shabaklawis. Rashi here says that means you only get one Malkus. That's a big discussion. When we say ein lokan alav shebeklalus, we don't get malchus for a pasuk that includes many different averus, like lo sochlu al hadam, or other lav shebeklalus. Does that mean you don't get any malchus, or you only get one malchus? So Rashi here says this, Abai saying ein lokan, it means Chada Ika. It's like the Manda Amar that says you do get one Malkus for Lav Shebeklalis. Mesa, it's a big sugya, how to define a Lav Shebeklalis, not for now. Mesa, ha Makdash Bali Mum Lagamiyam is there, over Mishabcha Misha Shemos. But 1 minute, we said, if you're Makdash Bali Mum, we had yesterday, that you get five, Tiyufta Da Abaya. Tzakash Abaya, Abaya knocked out one. Abaya says, in Logan Lav Shebeklalis, you would get less than five. So Amar Abaya, no, but Gavrik Tani. When it says five there, it's not talking about one person doing all five Averis. It's talking about different people, each one. You can get five if you do separately. So, meaning if you do, if you're Maktir, you get Malkus. If you're Maktir, Maktir Mixas, you get Malkus. If you can do it separately. Iba Gavri, Over, Overin Miboile. Should say Overin. Not Over, it should be plural. So, Elapshita Bechad Gavra, Vetuf Dabaya. So really, it's Chad Gavra, and you go back to the Tshuftan Abaya. Get this Gemara is very verbose. Get to sometimes, like, you have extra words in Maseches Temura that you don't have in other Masechtas. It's very, it fleshes things out. Like we just had a Bana in the previous Amud. We had the two versions and the Min. My Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig always like to say that every Gemara has its own character and its own language. And some Gemaras are more explicit than other Gemaras. I remember his saying, like, I remember we were doing one line, I think in Bava Kama, he says, this is a Maseches Krisus line. So we're like, Maseches Krisus. But we'll get there, but Maseches Krisus is very graphic. It's one of the few Masechtas that the Lundus is in the Gemara. It's not, you don't even have to think about it. It's in the Gemara. The Gemara is at the Lundus. So we'll get there. So Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, okay, Afik, take out one. Rashi's girsa is Afik Chadaminayu. Va'ayat Kabbalah Saddam. Put in Kabbalah Saddam. Okay, that's how you get five. Take out one of the mixas and kulos. Kabbalah Saddam, the Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda is Le'etan Kabbalesle. What do you mean? That's the Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. Kasha. Okay. No, you end up with a problem with Abaya. Lushnachrina, or another version of the question. Va'mi the Sefer Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, he Reisha Rabbanon. Tiyufta Dabaya Tiyufta. Either way, Abaya is knocked out because it says five. Period. A little bit more. Says the Mishnah. Hakohanim meimirin b'shelahen. V'Yisrael meimirin b'shelahen. Back to the world of Temura. The rule by Temura is you can only be meimir on your animal. You can't be meimir from somebody else's animal. So Kohanim can be meimir on their animals. The karbanos that the Kohanim themselves are mashmir for themselves. And the Yisraelim for themselves. And Hakohanim meimirin lo b'chadas v'lo b'asham v'lo b'b'char. But Kohanim cannot be meimir on a chadas and an asham that a Yisrael gave them. Ask the Briska Rav. A Yisrael doesn't give a chadas and an asham to any specific Kohen. So Rashi talking about it. You give it to a Mishmar. So the Briska Rav says you have to say that's what Rashi means. When it was given to a Mishmar and now one Kohen is taking care of it, he cannot be meimir with that because it's not his until after Haktaras Emurin. That's the only time that he gets to eat the Kachi Kachim part of it. V'lo b'bechor, also by Bechor. That was given to him by Yisrael. Also, that is a carbon. And therefore, it wasn't originally the Kohen's. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, mipnei ma'in mamir b'bechor. Why not by Bechor? Don't we know that's called? We had Bechseches Bechoros. Doesn't that become a monoshal Kohen? Amar Rabbi Akiva. No. Chadas v'asham matan ala Kohen, b'chor matan ala Kohen. We compare. Ma chadas v'asham ein mamirin bo, av b'chor ein mamirin bo. We compare the Bechor to the other carbonos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. 1 minute. Ma. Li im eino meimer bechadas va'asham shein zaken behen bechayehen. A kohen doesn't have any chelek in the chadas and the asham until after shechita and after all the avodos and after lakdaras emurin. Tzara bebechor she zaken bechayeh, but by a bechor it's mamonos al kohen. Yes, it's a carbon if it's a tam, but it's mamonos al kohen, so he should be able to do tzimura. Amar Rabbi Akiva, no, va'afar nemar va'yehu smuraso yiyakodesh. No, the pasuk says it and its tamura is kodesh. Heichan kedusha chala alav bebeis bailim. Af tamura bebeis bailim. Special drasha that tamura can only take place in the beis bailim. And a Yisrael is called the bailim on the bechor originally, and that's why it only a Yisrael. Rashi says a Yisrael can be meimer on his bechor, but a Kohen cannot be meimer on his bechor. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Gemara Bez Hashem, we will continue with this discussion of bechor and other karbanos. Tomorrow. Parsha's here tonight, and the Daf Be'in Shir hopefully is up.